I'm going to talk about something that has really fascinated me over the past 3 years, which is how you can build a brand without real advertising. Historically, people are taught that marketing is equal to advertising. The most convenient way of building a brand or selling our business is to basically launch a product, do a lot of traditional ads, TV ads, and then assume that people will come and buy it. But is that the only way to build a brand? Is what I'm trying to caution today. Let's start from the beginning in the 80s when I was a kid. Probably many of you were not even born. This was the only way for us to come to media. This was Doordarshan. Then around the late 80s or early 90s, all of a sudden my role changed because I had a choice. I had two channels, Delhi and Delhi Metro. So I could switch. And with this Delhi Metro coming in, many new soaps came on, like Zaban Samhok, Deck by Deck, etc., and a lot of new brands started showing their TV ads. In fact, all the brands that I consumed during the 1990s when I was growing up were the brands introduced to me by these TV ads. Then I went to IoT. The big revolution for me in IoT was a new medium called the internet. Suddenly, I could go and access the internet on something called a desktop I used to go to my conference lab. I used to go to Yahoo. I had an image of Yahoo there. All of a sudden, you could type something, and results would come up. It was so fascinating. A new way of communication. About 6 or 7 years back, I thought that was the only way for me to access the internet today. I'm responsible for Xiaomi's business in India, and we call ourselves a mobile internet company. But can you imagine that in 2010, I didn't know you could access the internet on a mobile phone? So in 2010, my wife gave me this phone, an N72, and that's when she taught me, my wife, that you could access the internet on a smartphone. Said, wow, this is phenomenal. Whoever thought of something like this? Anywhere you're traveling, you no longer have to hold on to a laptop or your desktop, and you can access the internet on the go. And that was one moment that basically defined my life. At that time of my life, I was working for McKinsey, and I started thinking, what am I doing? The world is changing, and I need to do something much more exciting in my life. And that's when we started Jabong. Jabong was basically a new way of selling products. As many of you know, people are selling shoes, clothes, and other fashion products online. So we were trying to redefine the distribution network. We were saying, we will sell these products, available offline, now online. We actually thought we would fail. Who would ever buy shoes online or clothes online? But eventually, we were wrong. A lot of people were coming and buying. So we came up with a new type of distribution, but our marketing was still very traditional. At Jabong, we started with many TV ads, print ads, outdoor hoardings, and it was spending just like any other traditional companies in the 90s would spend. So that's how we were building a brand. And I used to think, something is wrong. Because when I used to compare Jabong to other internet companies from the West that I knew about and was proud of, like Google, Facebook, etc., I thought, these are companies which have built internet businesses without any TV ads. So what were we doing wrong? At that point, I didn't have an answer. About 2.5, 3 years back, I left Jabong, and I started Xiaomi's business in India. When I started Xiaomi's business, most people said, you're going to fail, you're going to be a disaster, you'll die in 3 months. The reason was that we were selling phones online and only online, and we were not doing any TV ads. In fact, if you look at all the smartphone brands before that, they had built their business on only the usual things, building a huge distribution network across 100,000 shops, doing a lot of traditional TV ads or print ads. People said we weren't doing any of the usual things, so we would definitely die. But, today, we have become the number one brand in the online segment. We have become the number three brand online plus offline in all of India. And we have had great success over the last 2 years. Many people don't know us because we don't do any TV ads, but we have basically built a solid business foundation. And that started me thinking, what have we done differently? And can you basically share it with others? And what have other similar companies across the world done, which is how to build brands without any advertising? So I looked at the top 50 smartest companies in the world. This is MIT's list of last year. We are one of them, by the way. I shortlisted some of these companies, which I thought would be some of the companies we could relate to, companies we use or heard of. Companies like Facebook, Snapchat, Uber, Apple, Google, Amazon, Tesla Motors. I said, what are these companies doing? Aren't they really spending money on advertising? And the answer was, no, none of them. Take the example of Facebook. Facebook has 1.7 billion people coming on Facebook monthly. 1/4 of the people in the world come and use Facebook every single month. Yet, has Facebook ever done any TV ads? No. Take another example from the East, Alibaba, the biggest e-commerce company in China and the biggest e-commerce company in the world. They have a Singles Day every 11th November, they celebrate Singles Day. Last Singles Day, they did revenue of $10 billion in less than a day. $10 billion and without any TV ads. So what are these companies doing differently? What are all these great companies across the world doing differently? And that's what I'm trying to answer if you were to ask me. The number one thing that they are doing differently is that they have a fundamentally great product. A great, great, great product. In fact, if you look at most of the founders, they're paranoid about one thing, which is the product. They're bothered by one thing, which is the product. Most of the CEOs or founders of these companies are the biggest product managers who are very conscious every day, just working on the product. If I divide these companies into two different axes, with marketing spend on one end and product innovation, so companies like Google, Facebook, WeChat, Tesla, etc. are companies that rank very high on product innovation and spend zero money on marketing. They're companies like Apple, who are great at innovation, who also spend money on marketing. They're companies like our biggest Indian success. Flipkart, which has done innovation, also spends a lot more money on marketing. Many traditional companies spend a lot of money on marketing and may or may not be doing much product innovation. These are the companies that I've shown in blue now, the point that I was making that most of these CEOs and founders are so paranoid. Take the example of Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg is only involved in the product. That's what he does every single day. But he's hired a separate person to take care of the company who shadows in the back, and he says, "Let me focus on the product. All the other stuff, like revenue, marketing, profitability, etc., is something that you should focus on so that I can focus on one single thing which matters, which is the product." Take the example of Tesla. Model 3, not many of us know about Tesla here because it hasn't been launched, but Tesla is basically redefining the way the world will travel. They've launched not only electric cars, but they've launched cars that have an auto-drive capability, which means you can sit in the car, tell it the address, and it will drive on its own. You don't even need to park, the car will go and park on its own. This is only thought possible in sci-fi movies, which we thought would be 100 years ago, but it's beginning to happen. The person driving this, who is in the war on this daily, is the CEO and founder of the company, Elon Musk, himself. He worries about one thing, which is the product. At the beginning of 2016, they announced that this Model 3, and they said this product would be sold and made available next year, 2017. And still, within 2 days, they did a sale of $10 billion and with zero advertising, innovation. How do these companies build products? Obviously, most of these are innovators. They try to do something different. Take the example of Flipkart, the biggest startup in India, which came up with a very innovative product, which was cash on delivery would give a huge amount of credit to Flipkart for starting the e-commerce revolution in India. They were not the first commerce company. Companies like IndiaTimes Shopping, Rediff, and many others, like India Plaza, existed 5 years before Flipkart started. But none of these companies was a success story. When Flipkart started, they basically realized that most of the consumers in India don't have credit cards or internet banking. India is a cash economy. Most people still do their business daily in cash. So why force consumers to come online and basically shop using a credit card or internet banking when they don't even have this facility? So they came up with the concept of cash on delivery. And today, about two-thirds, depending upon the number you look at, but approximately two-thirds of Indian e-commerce is driven by one single concept, cash on delivery. So the e-commerce market exploded when Flipkart started with this one single concept, cash on delivery. Look at Snapchat from the West. Snapchat was not the first social media platform nor the first image sharing platform. Before Snapchat, there were a lot of other social media platforms or image sharing platforms. But there was an inherent need. If I were to send a picture to you, it would be stored on your phone, desktop, or laptop, and you could have permanent access to that image. What if I wanted to send you a picture, but I just wanted you to see it? But it should not be stored on your phone or any device. It could be some naughty picture that I'm sharing with my friends, or it could be something else. They realized there was a need for this, and they innovated on this, saying, "We will come up with a product which allows you to share pictures without anyone else sharing this picture." And then 4 to 5 years, Snapchat was pretty early, I think 2011 or something when they started. In 4 to 5 years, they have become bigger than Twitter, and the amazing statistic is that 60% of young users in the US in the age group of 15 to 35 actually use Snapchat very actively. So all these companies had great products, great innovation, they understood what consumers wanted. they accordingly came up with something to satisfy the needs of the consumers. Product, price, promotion, place. A lot of you studying here will know the four P's. The reason I brought it up was that I don't think they are all relevant. And even if they are, if you were to ask me, there is one P which stands out, which is probably 5 times, 10 times, 100 times bigger than the other three, and that is product. If your product is fundamentally great, you can live with it even if you don't do the other three P's. But if your product is shitty, even if you do great things with the other three P's, you cannot succeed. So the product is important. What do many of these companies also do apart from products to successfully build brands without advertising? They build BG. They build a small group of users who are social influencers. A traditional way of working that a company would have a brand campaign would have TV ads, and they'd hire a brand ambassador, said Shah Rukh Khan, or Salman Khan or any big star, and they would do a TV ad which would reach millions of people. But in some of these new age companies, the way they work is, they don't have any TV campaign, they don't have a brand ambassador, but they have something called brand influences. They will go and work with a small number of people who genuinely believe in their product, who love these products and become brand evangelists. These guys will go to their social circle, friends, family, or colleagues and talk about this brand. Think about this, today, most shopping, or any other thing, is a social need. If you decide to buy a phone, you will typically go to a friend or family member and ask, "Hey, which phone should I buy? My budget is $10,000, I want to buy a car. My budget is $20,000, I want to buy a watch. My budget is $10,000. Which one should I buy?" And these friends, colleagues, and family will recommend this, which is much truer in smaller towns. A 50-year-old man living in a small town would call up a son or daughter or a nephew or a niece living in Delhi or Bangalore and ask, "Hey, which one should I buy?" And these are the brand influencers who can recommend the phone or the car or whatever the product is, and say, "This is what I use. I believe this is a great product, and you should buy this." When a brand influencer recommends something, it is far more trustworthy than a big film star saying this. Because more often or not, you know that when a film star is saying that he uses this phone or drinks this cola, he is not even using it. When your social circle says this, the amount of trust is much higher. We do this a lot. We have fan clubs in every single city, and these fans, like when people ask me how we have built a great brand, a huge amount of credit goes to our fans, who are living in every single city and who help us spread this message without any TV ad, without any print ad. Great product, great network. Again, I want to repeat, advertising does not lead to success. I want to give two last examples from Indian companies, which I hope will help establish that if your product is shitty, you cannot build a brand only based on advertising. Look at this e-commerce company. It was in use about a few weeks back, AskMeBazaar. They had a website, there was nothing special about the website, nothing special about the assortment, nothing special about the price or service, but they spent hundreds of crores or whatever the amount was, I don't know, on TV ads. With some of the biggest brand ambassadors, Kangana Ranaut, Ranbir Kapoor, and a few other big stars doing TV ads every single day for AskMeBazaar. And yet, this company was shut down. No great product, amazing advertising, it doesn't work. Another very radical example from our brick and mortar industry, and I'm sure many of you will know this, is Patanjali. Look at Patanjali versus Tibor. Tibor was started almost 150 years back, Patanjali was started 10 years back. Today their revenue is similar, and Tibor spends 25% of their revenue on marketing, 25%. Patanjali also does, a little bit, but nowhere close, almost negligible, and in 10 years, they have done what Tibor did in 150 years with zero advertising. So coming back, if I were to summarize, I would say, the traditional form of marketing. Yes, it has some merits, but that's what I call lazy marketing. Lazy, we build a brand, do TV ads, and then hope the consumers will come and buy. The smarter and harder we're working means that we're building great products. Brands and companies will eventually realize that consumers will understand that when I'm watching a TV ad, I'm buying a product, I'm not only paying for my TV ad, the TV ad that I'm watching, I'm also paying for thousands of other people watching this TV ad but are not buying. It is not a good proposition for a brand, it is not a good proposition for the user. It's a lazy way of working. And I hope in the future, a lot more new B2C tech companies will not use this. Thank you, applause.